settle in to a wakeful posture, especially given the heat and that it's the afternoon, can be challenging. So you might have eyes open a little bit, soft and downwards, not roaming, but open or standing, whatever helps you to be here, and to be here with your goodly intentions, taking a moment to feel body sitting, being deliberate about that, and remembering your intentions. Perhaps, too, holding in mind whatever nourishes your intentions, inspires you with your intentions. And I'll help you along with this. A bit of imagery can be helpful to inspire us. And so here's a poem that has a lot of imagery in it that will fit with our practice this afternoon. So this is a poem by David White, who writes a lot of really wonderful inspirational poetry. And this poem is called Mameen. And Mameen is... if I'm understanding right, it's the name of a mountain in the Connemara Mountains in Ireland. And these mountains are walked as pilgrimage. And whenever we go on retreat, it is a type of pilgrimage into our deeper parts and resources and recesses. It's a journey inward. And so this imagery in his poem, Mameen, and that sense of a mountain may inspire you in your intentions and practice. So listening to the poem, letting the images evoke some imaging within yourself, possibly using experiences that you know of. Mameen. Be infinitesimal under that sky, a creature even the sailing hawk misses, a wraith among the rocks where the mist parts slowly. Recall the way mere mortals are overwhelmed by circumstance, how great reputations dissolve with infirmity, and how you, in particular, live a hair's breadth from losing everyone you hold dear. Then, look back down the path as if seeing your past, and then south over the hazy blue coast, as if present to a wide future. Remember the way you are all possibilities you can see, and how you live best as an appreciator of horizons, whether you reach them or not. Admit that once you have got up from your chair and opened the door, once you have walked out into the clean air toward that edge and taken the path up high beyond the ordinary, you have become the privileged and the pilgrim, the one who will tell the story, and the one coming back from the mountain who helped to make it. And so the first part of this poem about making yourself small, infinitesimal, It's about letting go of that sense of a small, separate self that our old conditioned ways would have us hold on to. And remembering our reflections from this morning about how fragile this life is for ourselves and all and that we hold dear. And then remembering in the second stanza, the big picture, that horizon. So our intentions are a horizon. They're not a destination. We don't get to the horizon, but we do well when we keep it in mind. And so using our intentions as we go into this practice to walk our path, to be a pilgrim on the path that we've chosen. And we'll work with more of this imagery as we carry on here. So now just feeling the body sitting, the body breathing. Remembering your intentions and drawing inspiration from that sense of a mountain against the sky, against a horizon, and perhaps holding in mind an image of a mountain against a vast sky. Mountain and sky together, a mountain you know or can imagine. Sense it or visualize it. And begin to connect your own body with the imagery. So imagining the deep roots of the mountain that are underneath the ground, underneath the surface of the earth. Roots that go as deep as the mountain is high. And connecting with your own sense of your feet and your legs, and feeling them firmly rooted, planted in this earth. In a very deliberate, tactile way. And then sensing or imagining the base of the mountain, where the mountain meets the ground, the very bottommost parts. The base of the mountain. And feel your own bottom in its chair, cushion. Feel the solidity of that base. Sense mountain as a whole, aware of the strength and girth of the mountain, and connect that with a sense of your own torso sitting here, rooted, a stable foundation, and rising up with strength and dignity. See in your mind's eye the outermost slopes of the mountain, the spurs that peel off. And have a sense of your own arms and hands. Those outermost reaches Let's stabilize the mountain further. Deliberately feeling the body sitting with these images. Note too in your mind's eye the uppermost reaches of the mountain, the uppermost peak, and connect with the neck and head. Lofty, almost a wisdom we might project onto this uppermost peak. And certainly a majesty. Bring forth in your mind's eye a sense of the life of the mountain, all the plants and the animals. And know that this is a living, breathing mountain, and feeling our own breath, sitting here as a living, breathing mountain. And be aware of the mountain set against the sky, against that horizon, a vast eternal sky stretching out, the blue of the sky, the wispy clouds, the fluffy clouds, the sun. Have a sense of your goodly intentions with this vastness, a sense of horizon. Noticing too the birds across the sky, the clouds. Those moments when the sky, the blueness may be obscured momentarily, but behind all that, the sky remains. And so too for us with our thoughts and our emotions. They come and go, and yet the mind is clear. They come and go, and the mind is then clear once they're gone. The sky is still the same, beyond the clouds and the birds and the wind and the rain and anything that obstructs. So too, difficulties, hindrances, worry thoughts, ruminations, troubled emotions, they momentarily obscure our awareness, our mindfulness. Can we look beyond that and see our mind like a sky? And so those are the basic instructions, working with this imagery, sitting as a mountain, against a vast sky, against the horizon of our awareness informed by our goodly intentions. Get lost in the practice, refresh that sense of the mountain image against the sky, and feel it through your body. Feeling body sitting as a mountain, breathing as in the life of the mountain, sitting still, silent, unmoving like a mountain, despite the weather of the mind. Beyond the weather, the sky is unchanged. Awareness remains. get lost. You can also remember your intentions. Letting your intentions inspire you, like the vastness of the sky. Intentions, aspirations aren't goals, they're not destinations, they're horizons. Sense or imagine the sky and hold your horizons in mind.